This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
Whoa. Yeah. Larry, to live and die in the Bay. It's the place to be. You gotta be here to know it. Everybody wanna see. To live and die in the Bay.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 44. You already know this one's titled Female Mini Trucker Association, and we've got none other than Erica Duarte on, and she is the founder of the Female Mini Trucker Association. We're going to have her as a title guest for this episode. So big ups to all the women in the scene that are doing their thing, repping. We've had plenty of women on this show, and we will continue to do so. What I really love about the scene is you see a lot of women personalities on TV getting their hands dirty, doing big things, and that's what Erica's been doing. You're going to hear a lot about what her and her significant other do to kind of represent the scene. But again, the focus is on Erica. She's a badass. She's repping from Cali. So we love that. And we're going to continue to do spotlights on different women throughout the scene. Now, this episode, I'm going to do a solo intro. We're just over a week since we posted episode 43. So we're going to continue on this path of posting content. Everybody's asking for more content. And we will continue to bring it to you straight from Our Lifestyle, the podcast. So I definitely want to start off with saying huge shout out to Sparkles Detail and Greg Miller with Custom Car Show Productions. With both of these title sponsors, we're able to continue to bring content to our listeners. So thank you very much. This weekend just wrapped Slamber Party, which we had Greg on last episode 43 to talk about. So more to come with the different shows that Greg and Custom Car Show Productions bring to you throughout the Southeast U.S. Now, we're going to start with the scene updates. So I mentioned on 43, I had some things I wanted to hit on, and that's what I'll do now since we have some extra time. We had the C10 Builder's Guide has really continued to be a mainstay in the scene. Of course, now we have the F100 Builder's Guide from Engaged Media. I actually got a chance to pick this one up on newsstands. I think it's around $10. And one of the really cool things is you're going to see Pascal, as I mentioned, I think in a previous episode, his Ford is on the cover, which is really cool because, you know, he kind of moved into that project after Stranger, and he's done a lot of cool things with this kind of like patina looked old F100. So big ups to him. Make sure you represent the scene and you support the scene, I should say. Go out and pick up the F100 Builder's Guide from Engaged Media. Now, All Time Low Magazine, definitely a huge shout out. We normally give them a shout out at the end, but I definitely want to say, you know, thanks very much to that team that puts together a very awesome product. I actually just finished really thumbing through and kind of reading through the issue that I picked up at Slamfest, which had Nathan Coker's Ranger on it. So I will say this, great quality in terms of several things. The pages, the layouts, the show coverage. It's pretty much no ads for the most part, which I think is awesome. Although, you know, as you would expect, ads typically will pay for the costs of production, whether it be a podcast or, you know, a magazine being produced. So with that being said, definitely go out and buy an issue or two of All Time Low Magazine. I know the homie Eric Mexican in Tampa, he's got his subscription in. So I highly suggest that everybody go out and do that. There are great people behind the curtain there that are putting out or producing this awesome magazine. The other thing that I would say about it is the timing. We've seen from various online magazines as well as print magazines, it's one thing to get something started. It's another thing, including a podcast. It's another thing to continue to produce good content that people soak up and enjoy and want more of. And that's what All Time Low magazine is bringing to the forefront. They're producing a magazine that I can't wait to get the next issue in my hand and thumb through it and peep it out. So definitely good people. Thanks for what they do in the scene. Next, I wanted to say big ups to Chevrolet. They put out some really cool new commercials, and I posted one on my @C30Addict page, which is kind of my dually page, paying homage to the older C30s as well as the 3500 duallys. I saw this the other night. I think I was watching baseball, so the World Series, and I was like, oh snap, Chevrolet really did a good job of kind of showing the progression of their pickups throughout the years. And I actually had to stop it, rewind it, and put that on my @C30Addict page because it was just super badass. So love those kind of commercials that mix the retro with the new school. Next, we had SEMA 2017 just concluded this past Friday with the infamous cruise across the street to SEMA Ignited. So the great thing about SEMA is if you can't attend, you're on Instagram more than likely, and you're getting to see a lot of coverage. The last 2 years, Mike and I brought a lot of coverage to you. Last year, Mike went. Year before, I think I went out solo. This year, I changed my plans due to some of the family things I was dealing with that you guys heard about on episode 43. So, you know, I laid back in the cut, did some family stuff, did some things locally around the home that I needed to do, but I was able to really, really, really follow all of the big hits with SEMA. And I'll give some of the highlights that really stuck out in my mind. Believe me, I know that I'm missing many. There's just no way in this podcast that we can get it all in. But here are some that really stuck out to me, and I think that you peeps will appreciate it. So we had Florida's own Dave Schulman of Acrophobia in his Fat Fabs built F-350 dually. So if you go out and you you follow him on Instagram, you'll see, if you haven't already, there's been tons of videos posted. There was a cool video of him cruising at SEMA Ignited, and last I checked, it had like 15,000 views. I mean, a brand new dually, very similar to what Little Shop did with Aaron's dually. But this one, you know, because it was one of the first ones done, and obviously Fat Fabs and Jake and team, they're very good at putting out a real awesome truck very quickly. So, awesome stuff there. It was white, crazy, I think 26s. Really looked awesome cruising. So I think that was a huge hit at the show. Now, we also had River City Rods and Fabrications. So as I mentioned with my @C30Addict page, I posted another video of this, but on our Instagram for Our Lifestyle, the podcast, you'll see that I posted an interior shot of this thing. And it is mind-blowing. They built a C30 truck that has a permanent camper built into it. All crazy, super nice interior. The photo that I posted shows the Vire compressors, the AccuAir E-Level. And then, of course, it's got 4 or 5 bottles of liquor inside this thing. I mean, it definitely is badass. If you go on Instagram and search River City, RODSIA, so River City Rods, and I think it's in Iowa. I could be wrong there, but definitely check them out. Also, again, we shared it on our Instagram page, so you can click. I, of course, tagged them. You can click right over to their page. Now, River City Rods and Fabrication, they have about 5,000 followers, but you will see that no expense was spared on this C30. It is truly amazing, and I think that it really kind of shows pushing the limits of what can be done from a truck standpoint. Dually, chassis, all one-off, super badass. Again, no expenses spared. So big ups to that crew there for putting out a super, super badass truck. Next, we had Cisco Fab Suburban. So Cisco Fab, obviously we had Missy on before, and we plan to have Brandon on in the near future. But what I'll say about this is the truck was a Suburban, and he squeezed it down into a Tahoe, if you will, and it was in the All American Billet booth. So the hashtag is Ghost with two S's, So G-H-O-E-S-S-T. And that's also, I believe, what's on the license plate. Man, this thing is insane. So if you look up on Instagram, just type in Cisco, S-I-S-C-O, and then you'll see Cisco's Fab. That is the builder. And you'll see the photos of it. Truly amazing vehicle. Love the white paint, red interior, lots of billet accents, awesome wheels. You know, plenty of top-notch vendors involved. You'll see all that hashtag there in his posts. But I tell you what, Cisco is a very talented person. He's built many vehicles. When Vic and I were out there December 2013, we got a chance to tour the shop, and he is truly a talented builder. So we'll continue to bring you various content, including hopefully getting Brandon on here very soon. So big ups to the team there at Cisco Fab, which is pretty much Brandon and his wife. Good people. Now, Vyer's booth had a couple of cool things. If you know, obviously you're following them on Instagram, but they had their a limited edition compressors with a cool little badge on it. They also had a stealth black dual onboard air system, including the black tank and hoses. So they were able to kind of bring out some other products and kind of refresh. I think the newer compressors that they have coming out are going to have a little bit more cool looking pieces on them, you know, in billet and things like that. So I think, they're moving to a compressor that's going to be even a little bit more powerful, a little bit more quiet, and, of course, a little bit more appealing because everybody's trying to build these crazy air systems now. So obviously they want the Vyer compressors to look fantastic. Now, also, we had Max Built. So on Instagram, I believe it's Max_Built. He continues to put out super badass vehicles. And this year was no exception. It was a K5 Blazer, and it was in the precision replacement parts. So they make a lot of the weather stripping for the C10 trucks, so on and so forth. You know, obviously Porter Built, CPP, all kinds of different awesome products. But it was a green K5 Blazer with a white top, obviously has AccuAir, sick interior, crazy motor. There's a video of it that I saw, and I mean, the motor just sounds amazing. I think Ronnie from C10 Talk may have posted it. It was when he was backing into the Precision booth, and I'll just say amazing, amazing build. I love that the truck builds, including C10s and full sizes, they're continuing to raise the bar, but build things that aren't cookie cutter. They're badass because of the color combinations. Obviously, in Cisco's, it had a lot of fabrication. With Max's, the cool thing is it was all the best products, super sick interior, and a body style that we all love, which is that K5. So definitely check out. He is Severtize, and he's Max Built, Max_Built. He's got almost 17,000 followers, so he's been doing big things. So big up to Max Built. Next, we had AccuAir, and I think that they, when I was at SEMA last year, they introduced and kind of gave a sneak peek of what was to come with the Indo CVT. But this year, they also rolled out the VX4 and VX2 manifolds. So the Indo CVT is the compressor valve tank, if I've said that correctly. And there's several different reasons why they're coming out with this product. One is there's no moisture. So for anyone that lives like in Florida, my wife dailied her charger that I had airbagged with various products for a long time. And if you don't ever release the, clean your tank out or, let the moisture out of it, you'll be really surprised because, even with the water traps, when I would clean those out, I mean, there was so much moisture in there. So I think the Indo CVT is going to eliminate one of those things, one of those challenges in air systems, which is the moisture piece. It's also virtually quiet because the compressor is inside the tank. There's pretty much no sound. So, you think about it, it's not that big a deal. I mean, a lot of us love that sound, which also intros this podcast of those Vyer compressors. But it just kind of gives another level to a system if you were looking to kind of incorporate it all together and not have the compressors that were, seen within the build or within the setup, I should say. Now, the enclosure only uses about a half gallon of space. So a lot of folks, like when Reno and team, when they first announced this Endo CVT, I saw a lot of people that were saying, oh, wow, it's going to take up so much space and that type of thing. It is that modular where the end comes off and the whole system kind of slides in, but it only takes up a half gallon. So they really dispelled any concerns there by saying, hey, listen, bottom line, if you want this setup and you get it, I think it comes in 3 or 5 gallon tanks, you're pretty much still going to have, if you got the bigger tank, 4.5 gallons of air, which is plenty. It's also 200 PSI, so I think that that's another win there. Now, the VX4 and the VX2, these new manifolds have this unique enclosure, and that routes all the wiring through a single weatherproof M12 connector, and that also has IP67 certification. So very similar to what we've seen with the Samsung phones, Apple iPhone, things like that. It's essentially going to be bulletproof if you have it up underneath the vehicle, to the, kind of the weather conditions and things like that with water getting right on it. Now, also, Brett Oakes, the Severtize president, he rolled out a super sick C30. And I may have mentioned this in the past. Jeremy at Truckin' wrote about this in one of his intros recently. So if you go out and follow Brett, B-R-E-T-T, and then it's P, like Paul, and then Oakes, O-A-K-E-S, all together, you'll see super badass C30 dually. That's totally sick. It was also shared by Vyaire. He had plenty of top-notch companies support the build, and you'll see all the photos that he's been sharing. It also has a 6.2 LS motor in it. I think it's a 6L80 trans. I mean, just totally badass truck, crew cab, really awesome, and it even has a sleeper on the back. So make sure you check that out. It was an awesome build, so big up to Brett. Next, we had No Regret Carl, or NR Carl, on Instagram with a C, and we've talked about his build in the past. His S10 was on the cover of Grindr TV Volume 3, for those scoring at home, and he had plenty of support from some awesome companies. If you go out to Grindr TV's Instagram page, you'll get to see, I think, about a minute video that Brian put together where he does a quick interview with Carl. And Carl kind of talks about Cal Concepts, which is the insane paint job with the theme of Star Wars. Also, he talks about the wheel company that kind of stepped up to help him out. He now has 24s on the back. So awesome products on that truck. One of my favorite S10s ever built. The dude is nothing but class. And he's a good dude to represent the scene. So he was one of a few mini trucks that I think I saw on Instagram that were representing at SEMA 2017. So that's it. There were plenty of other things, and I think we could even hit you guys with episode 45 and really kind of hit on some of the vendors and things such as that, and maybe go a little bit more granular. But those were some things that stuck out in my mind. I haven't been on my phone as much with some of the personal things I've had going on. But I do, of course, make time to follow some of these top companies and builders. I also turn on post notifications from, again, some of these top companies and vendors and builders that I like to follow so that I can get the scoop when I do get a chance to pick up my iPhone and read what's going on. So next, we got some general updates for you. We'll kind of blow through these, and then we'll get to Erica's interview. So Stranger Things 2, Season 2, dropped on Netflix. I've been watching it. Totally love the show. I think it's badass. For anybody that loves the 80s or anything to do with the 80s, it really, the Duffer Brothers did a fantastic job with the filming of Season 2. It's really cool. It's really had my attention. I love all the nods to just the 80s, man, just badass. I was watching like episode two or three last night, and I was pointing out to my son, oh, there's the E.T. doll, there's this, there's that. So a lot of cool little things for anyone, whether you like the 80s or not, it's super awesome, so check it out on Netflix. Next, we got the iPhone X launch. So we also had the pre-order, and we had the launch that just happened this past Friday. Luckily, I already had vacation scheduled, but iPhone launches bring out a breed of people that get up at 3 a.m., order the phone, and they want it on day one. we've seen dates push out into December, and then we've seen some reports like on 9to5Mac and different kind of technology websites mention that some dates they believe will improve because Apple has increased the production of the device. Again, it's one of those things where supply and demand, Apple is fantastic at doing that. So for anyone out there that has a date that's late November into December, you know, keep your fingers crossed. Might get the phone earlier than expected, but you know, you always got to hope for the best when it's iPhone pre-order time. Next, I did want to mention, and I didn't get to do it on the last one, but Apple Watch Series 3 now has been out for over a month, and it was well-received, even more well-received than I expected. So, of course, it has the red dot there on the side button, and that indicates that it has the cellular connectivity. And Apple has continued to, you know, basically push the limits. When they rolled out the Apple Watch originally, they basically recently said that their intention was always to roll it out with a cellular option. It took, you know, various iterations. They had the original one, and then the original one was kind of refreshed to Series 1 with some new internals, and then Series 2 came out last year with the waterproofing and various other feature improvements, and then with Series 3, you can get it where it's the Bluetooth Wi-Fi only, or you can get it with the cellular option. Now, there's plenty of benefits to with cellular. If you're a jogger and you're kind of running, it's great if you have Apple Music or you have music that you've purchased from iTunes and you've loaded onto the device. You know, you can basically run with your AirPods in and you listen to your music, you can stream, so on and so forth. That's one of the, you know, the bigger improvements in terms of, or the bigger reasons why you would want to have cellular. Now, some people are like, look, when I'm away from my phone, I don't want phone calls to come in, you know, blah, blah, blah. Totally get it. So I think the Apple Watch Series 3 is just the beginning for wearable connected devices that aren't just connected through Bluetooth, such as like the Series 1, Series 2, and so on with the Apple Watches. So much more to come. Hoping to do a review here in the near future. But at this point, I'm sticking with my Series 2 because I really just don't need the Series 3 at this time. Also, for our Android fans out there, the Pixel 2, since we had really got a chance to cover a tech update, the Pixel 2 has been announced and it's already launched. So I know it's been pretty well received. There's been some things out there where some people have, you know, had some challenges with the screens and things like that. But, you know, Google has released a statement surrounding that. And the good news is I think it's very, very, very minor in the grand scheme of things from what I last read. But the Pixel 2 improves upon the Pixel 1 with the normal spec bumps that you would expect. If you're looking for an Android device that is kind of more vanilla Android without a lot of the carrier add-ons or like Samsung overlays and things like that, the Pixel 2 is a fantastic device. You can buy it from Verizon, which is the exclusive carrier, or you can go right to Google through the Google Play Store and you can order it there. Next, from a sports standpoint, the NBA season started, so Mike and I didn't get a chance to really talk about that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and kind of hit on it. I've been following. I know the Warriors kind of got off to a rough start there. I know that Nike has had some challenges with their jerseys ripping, so that's been kind of a little funny, if you will, to watch, because Darren Rovell, who I've mentioned in the past, he's had some good tweets about it. I think so far three or four jerseys have ripped, including LeBron's around the opening night, and this is the Nike's back in the mix for the jerseys, at least for the NBA. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, okay, well, what the hell? You know, these are supposed to be the best jerseys that Nike has ever released in terms of the quality of them, and they're ripping like there's no tomorrow. So very strange there, but we'll talk more about NBA season as these episodes go on. Next, NFL. So I have continued each year to tune out a little bit more to the NFL. I think I was pretty addicted there for a while. But I'll just say this, of course, my Packers, they now have no Aaron Rodgers. They're playing on Monday Night Football this coming week against Detroit. And, you know, I don't know what to say. I think the ratings are down for a couple of reasons. But, you know, overall, if you're an NFL fan or a fantasy football fan, you know, you're obviously kind of tuned into everything. I briefly looked at the scores today. But there's been several weeks in a row with everything I've got going on where I watched 0 minutes. I mean, literally zero of NFL. And I have not done that in probably since I was a young child. So pretty crazy, but that's where I'm at right now with the NFL. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers does make a full recovery with a broken collarbone. That's not the main reason that I haven't been watching. But, you know, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Okay, last few things. Today is the 21st anniversary of Tupac, rather Machiavelli, and the Don Caluminati 7-Day Theory album. So if you want some cool facts about it, if you look up on Instagram, it's Risky Forever, R-I-S-K-I-E, Forever, all together. He actually did the album artwork, which was very controversial for the time, and Tupac approved that artwork on September 6th, 1996. And Risky Forever just posted about that, of course, today being the anniversary. The crazy thing there is, of course, that was just a few days before he was shot, and then he later died, you know, about a week later, I think it was. So, great album. When Tupac originally recorded it, he thought that it was more of a tongue-in-cheek album, and it didn't take him that long. I think it was just a few days that they recorded that album. But when you go back and you listen to it, it truly is some of his best work that he put out. Lots of good tracks. It's really one you could play from beginning to end. And it's hard to believe that 21 years ago that that album was launched. I still remember going to the midnight sale. Yes, they used to have those. Going to the midnight sale with my homie John. And we waited. We got there, you know, I don't know, probably about 11:30, and there was literally a line of people that were waiting to pick up that album. So times have definitely changed. Most people are streaming their music now or buying it via iTunes, so on and so forth. But that is some of the history there with that Tupac album 21 years ago. Now, a couple of project updates. I'll say my Lincoln, I have really been steady working on it, especially since my dad's passed. I've really tried to make my lists and stick by them every week on things I need to get done. He really wanted to hear that car run. He wanted to ride in it. And I recently got the car started. Definitely thanks to the homie Paul, one of my best friends, if not my best friend, really. He came through, set the timing for me. Tony and I, a couple days later, we got it started. No problem. And I went ahead and said, boom, in my head, it's time to move forward. So I had already gotten new U-joints put in the drive shaft. I got the drive shaft installed a couple days ago. Got the Beckett seats that are super rare for those cars. They were gone through by a friend of mine, Teresa. So I got those pretty much installed in the car. Really, right now, I'm trying to get the car as a runner and driver so that I can enjoy it, drive it around town, cruise it. Of course, it's going to have to be blown apart for, you know, interior, for paint. But at this point, I'm sticking to all of these parts, all of these different things I've had rebuilt, all of these top companies I've worked with over the past few years, you know, buying their products, very minimal sponsorships in this ride. For the past almost 5 years, I've been working on the car, and I'm finally starting to see the light at the end of the day. I definitely want to say Sharp Customs in Tampa, best powder coater around. Marcus is the man. He continues to really take care of me and some of my homies all the time. When we drop parts off, Marcus gets them done. He gets the exact color we're looking for. So make sure you look up Sharp Customs on Instagram. It's S-H-A-R-P, Customs with a C. And he's right here off of John's Road. If you need powder coating, follow him, hit him up, go there, drop off your parts, let him know what colors. It's a family-owned business. His son works there. And Marcus is a really, really, really good dude. So he will take care of you. Remember, good work is not cheap. Great work is not cheap. And, you know, Marcus is very competitive with the prices, and I'll say I will continue to support him and his business because he always takes care of his customers. So thank you very much. So last thing I will say, I've hinted at this, we are going to have an OLP day, and this is going to be something that we're going to unveil very soon, and we're going to bring the scene together in Florida. It's going to be a real good thing, so more to come on that. Shout-outs. So definitely want to say, if you haven't already, even if you're not an iTunes user or Apple user, You can still go on iTunes.com or just load the program iTunes on your computer. And when you go to podcasts, you can search the store, Our Lifestyle Podcast, right? So a couple of different words there, Our Lifestyle Podcast. When you search that, you will find our podcast, Our Lifestyle. So the big thing here is you want to leave a review. So you'll see now we have 27 reviews, but if you click on ratings and reviews, you can actually write one right there. So you can click 5 stars if that's what you know you want to do, and then you can even write a review. So we appreciate when you do that. It helps kind of move us up so other people may find us within the iTunes world. Next, Grindr TV. So grindr-tv.com. Make sure you go out. You also follow Grindr on YouTube. He's continuing to post more content, but make sure you pick up a shirt. Make sure you pick up hats, stickers, you name it. Also, Low Life Mikey's show, which is Low Life Video. So you want to go on YouTube and you want to type in Low Life Video. The great thing is when you subscribe, you'll be notified, just like with Grindr TV, anytime he posts new videos. So big up to Mikey. The content is awesome. Low Life Video has about just under 32,000 subscribers. And the Aaron Kaufman Talks Arc Light Fab, that has 116,000 views 2 months ago. So super badass artwork. Low Life Mikey, make sure you check him out. Scraping the Coast. So with Custom Car Show Productions, the key is you've got various shows, and we've talked about these. But Scraping the Coast next year, get ready for a cruise that we're going to do. So I'm working with Mike, working with Vic, and we're going to figure this one out. But the big thing is we want to make sure we support those that support the scene. And Greg Miller continues to support this podcast, so we ask that you continue to support him. We got Orange Beach Invasion. We've got Scraping the Coast. We've got Sick Nick. And then, of course, we've got Slamber Party that just concluded. So if you can, make it to all 4 of those shows next year. If not, make sure you make it to as many as you can. Sparkles Detail. SparklesDetail.com. Make sure when you see Tim and Tanya, the clean team that supports the team, as Miggity Mike the Mayor would say, make sure you go and you buy product from them. Or purchase it online or contact them. If you're looking for them to sponsor a show, they're typically willing to do so, but you got to work closely with Tim and Tanya. Vyer. So big shout out to Vyer Corp. Great SEMA presentation this year. We got Morgan Hernandez over there, and we've got the entire team that continues to support the podcast and support the team. So they continue to roll out great products. They stand behind their compressors and their various other products that they sell. So make sure your ride has Vyer. And then last but not least, All Time Low Magazine. We gave them a shout out earlier. Make sure you subscribe or you go on and you purchase. They've got 10 or 11 issues out now, and it is top quality. So I just want to say, listen, thank you so much for those that continue to listen. You send us messages. You send us emails. You text us. You send us Facebook messengers. You know, you name it. We get a lot of great feedback on this podcast. We will continue to produce it as long as people appreciate it and listen and share, you know, with their friends and family and clubmates and things like that, because we're continuing to see growth and we're going to continue to bring different aspects of the scene that you typically can't get from a magazine or from Facebook and things like that. So with that being said, ODB, I'm out here. Peace. Enjoy this interview with Erica. Raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater. Straight up from nothing we go. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. You already know. We got a special guest here. We got Erica Duarte. We'd like to welcome you to Our Lifestyle, the podcast. So what's going on?
Nothing much.
Awesome. Now, you're a member of Forbidden Fantasy. We've got a bunch of homies out there. We got Brian, of course. He was just at Slamfest. We got Holly. She's been on before. Now, we know that you roll with that crew. But for the listeners out there, I wanted to kind of let everyone know that Erica is the founder of the Female Mini Trucker Association, which is that FMTA. So, you know, just how's everything going just in general, Erica, out there on the West Coast?
Pretty good. It's supposed to be cold, but it's hot.
Yeah, I know, right? It cooled down to, it was 50 degrees when I woke up today, and I'm like, wait a minute, because we never really get this, like, little cold spell in Florida. You know, I mean, we typically do, yeah. But it's a little further in the year, but we're just like, eating it up. Everybody's got their jackets on and stuff. They're like, yeah, man. I'm like, it's not that cold.
I wish.
Yeah. So good stuff. But before we jump into the Female Mini Trucker Association and many of the other topics, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, maybe including how you got into the custom scene, Erica?
Sure. So my name's Erica. I'm married to Jose, who's also a member in Forbidden. We have two girls. I live out here in Fresno, California, which is like SoCal area. Been a fan of actually lowriders all my life since I was little. When I got a little bit older, what started it was my first truck, the single cab Chevy. Okay. When I got a little bit older, there was a truck that was for sale down the street from my house. I saw it day in and day out. I wanted it so bad. So my dad said, okay, like start saving your money and I'll help you out. So I saved, I think I saved like $2,000.
Nice.
He gave me the other half. Yeah, I was able to buy the truck. After driving it for the first time, like, I was hooked. It was over.
Yes, right. And I think on your Facebook, like, you're into, or do you have an 88 to 98, or you had one?
I've had one. I've had two, and then I just got this one.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Those body styles are so classic, and I think as more of the C10s kind of dry up, so to speak, which they never seem like they will, it seems like the 88 to 98s are going to have a huge resurgence. And I saw one of those, I think, on your Facebook photo. So that, man, that's awesome. So kind of a young age, saw this badass truck, kind of the same way I got into it. And then, of course, you know, Pops was like, hey, I got your back. So now,
exactly.
Did you, when you mentioned the kind of the low riders, right? I mean, that's kind of the gateway drug, especially for a lot of us in terms of our age. Maybe we went to a low rider show or something to that effect. Did you find yourself primarily going to those shows versus like truck runs?
Yes. At first, that's the ones I went to. And then when I met my husband, which we met when I was like 17.
Okay.
He was all into that too. So that was a big thing for us. We used to go to like lowrider shows, which that's still like one of our main passions, is like going to the super shows and like all that stuff.
Yes. Nice. So yeah, I love when it can be a family affair. Like, you know, we got homies over here that got kids that love to go to the shows. Like my son, for some reason, he's like, I don't want to go to the shows. But to me, whether it's like a spouse or the kids, man, you just jump in a ride, go to the show, or just enjoy it. So now the other thing that you kind of built, and I mentioned it, one thing that you've built around the scene, which I can really appreciate, is the whole like Female Mini Trucker Association. It's really grown into something, you know, I'll say is awesome. Can you give us kind of a break?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Can you give us like a little breakdown on how the FMTA started and what it's all about?
Okay, so that actually started 1 year during SEMA. I was in Vegas talking to Summer from Severed Ties.
Okay.
From out here in California. We were drunk. But I remember talking to her outside of our hotel. And they have something in Severed called, I think it's called the Severed Sisterhood. Kind of came off that vibe. Like there's a lot of, especially out here in California, there's a lot of females that do this and no, it's not our boyfriend's truck.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's ours. We helped, you know, on the build on it. Like, you know, we're have a passion in everything custom. And I really wanted something that, I don't know, I guess separated, and not to say that the wives aren't into it, but like separated, kind of like, this is not just my husband's truck, it's mine.
Yes.
So what I did was, after talking to her and she was like into it, she's like, yeah, it's a good job. That's kind of what I have. I got ideas from her and I went on Facebook and just put a group together. It was like a group message I sent out, and I sent it out to Missy from Cisco's Fab. Lindsay Freeman was in the group, which she's from Perfect Poise, and she also runs Pretty Low.
Okay.
Cheryl from Freaks. We call her Pocahontas.
Okay.
And then, Sherry Delgadillo. I hope I'm not messing up her last name, but she shoots for everybody. She shoots photos for everybody. She's also in Freaks. And then obviously Holly from My Club, who's huge out here. Like she's everywhere. Everybody knows her. So I got those girls together. We kind of just had a big, big conversation on, I don't know, what we were lacking, what girls are missing, what we needed, what we wanted, and then kind of just came up with this group and just started adding every girl that we knew that did this. That way we kind of had somewhere to write our questions, post our builds, I don't know, talk about anything and everything without getting those, I don't know, I guess you would say those comments we get from guys like, you should be in the kitchen making a sandwich.
Right, some bullshit that's like from like 50 yeah. years ago.
Yeah, so we wanted to get away from that, just make like a place where girls can be comfortable doing it. And that's what that's how it started, basically. And it just kind of snowballed into this big thing now.
That's super sick, because I love how ideas, I tell people all the time, it's like, man, just don't just have an idea. Like, if you really feel passionate about it, just go for it. You know, if it's something like you want to start your own apparel or something like that. So I commend you for not just having it in your head, but going, you know what, let me start this quick Facebook group. Let me get with the homies, you know, the girls, right? The homie chicks, and be like, man, let's do this. So I think that's
yes, exactly.
That's really cool. And like those names, you know, they're synonymous with the scene, you know, Holly's great. And it's good because it helps kind of put something together, like you said, that you can rally around and kind of mm-hmm. show the guys, man, like, hey, you know, we know what's up too. So I definitely get down with that.
Yes.
So like, let's say for instance, and I know, right, it's a kind of a small, tight knit group, I'm assuming, right? But I've seen some people from the East Coast that kind of started, you know, wearing the Female Mini Trucker Association stuff because they got into the crew, right? Because, you know, not just anybody can buy it, from what I understand. But like, let's say you got a hardcore mini trucker that's out on the East Coast, and yes. you know, Holly was at Slamfest, you know, a year ago. Does someone mm-hmm. like, does the camaraderie kind of start at a show? You slap hands with, you know, another chick and be like, man, yo, I want to get down. Like, how does, I mean, I know that sounds cliche, but it's like, you know, how does it go about if you guys want to bring in a new member, so to speak?
Yeah. So right now the group, I think, is at, I want to say like almost 800, seven
really?
Something.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Cause this is, I mean, Australia, Canada, the US, like everywhere. So, you know, just kind of started reaching out and finding all these girls that had the same interest. And then, you know, obviously Holly's been out to the East Coast way more than I have. So she knew a good amount of girls out there. And then once, you know, the kind of, I guess not the main girls out there, but the ones that have the bigger passion that everybody knows, like
yes.
they were able to reach out, you know, to other girls and kind of get the word out.
Yeah.
But,
and like it comes with the territory, you know, you got a chick that's got a truck, lowrider, you know, whatever. And it's like, I mean, you pretty much already know, it's like, boom, you know, they know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, definitely. So, and kind of keeping with the same theme, you mentioned earlier, I forget the person's name that runs the Pretty Low Apparel.
Lindsay.
So, you know, there seems like a kind of a tight bond, like you guys are friends there. I mean, that's a really, really cool brand that I like. So for anybody that's out there, you know, search Pretty Low Apparel. You're probably already following them on Instagram. Love the colors and all that. But can you talk a little bit about the friendship that you have there? Because that seems like a really badass brand.
Yeah, sure. I actually love that chick. She's so cool, so down to earth. Just so passionate about the scene. And like, one of the things I love about her, which makes, I think, her brand so successful, is she is so out of the box.
Okay.
You know, she doesn't go with anything that should look like something or should be like something. Like, this girl has so many ideas and runs with it and makes it happen. And that's what I love about her. Plus, you know, she's a huge supporter of what I do. So I support her like right back.
Yeah, I love it. And it's kind of funny because I got one of my friends that he has like a million ideas, but he mm-hmm. never wants to act on them. And he'll be like, man, so if I ever did this, I'm going to do this. And like, sometimes I'll be like, dude, I'm not listening anymore. But to your point, like Lindsay sounds like she just runs with it. And that's why
yes.
I think it's a successful brand. And I couldn't agree more with you there. That's pretty badass.
Plus she did Surface DVD and she's a member in Perfect Poise.
Nice, nice. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with the next question, because like, I love people that have their hands in different, you know, different things, right? Or, you know, you got your hands in different pots, so to speak. But one
yes.
thing that I, you know, I like that, you know, you have your hands in different projects. Now the Riding Low, which is RIDENLOW, I believe it is, magazine.net. That's something
yes.
that you and your husband, you know, kind of do together. Like, how did that come about? And do you partner up with your husband, like, on that? Or is there something specific that you do for that magazine?
Okay, so the way that started is, obviously, I already had my own truck before I met him. And then when I met him, he had a truck. We just kind of realized we had the same passion. So we started going to, like, car shows together and doing different things. And he was the one who actually liked taking pictures.
Okay.
Like, every car show, he just loved taking pictures. And finally, he was like, man, like, I just want to be in front of the rope. Like, you know how the photographers get to go in front of the rope
oh,
and take
yeah.
pictures and get to go on stage and take pictures. So honestly, Riding Low started out as an excuse to get in front of the rope.
Nice. I like it. Another Which idea that was stupid, implemented.
Yeah, but it worked. And then, like, you know, once I get on board with something, like, I just kind of take it up a notch. So that's kind of how that started. And then we made it into a magazine, and then it went online, and then now it's just like all pure show coverage. But so I don't know. I guess the dynamic of that would be he was kind of the head of it, and then I just filled in everywhere else because I knew, like, you know, computers and stuff. And then he started working a lot more and traveling a lot more, and then I took over. So whenever he has extra time, he'll help out, and he does it, and he's still into it. But I'm the one who mainly runs Ride and Low now.
Nice, nice. And the easiest way, I'll tell a lot of our listeners, they're on Instagram already. You can probably go out and follow Erica. It's Erica, E-R-I-C-A underscore F-M-T-A, and then underscore Ride and Low magazine. Of course, it'll pull up, but you can click the link right from her profile, and it will take you right to that Ride and Low magazine website. So I think that's really cool. I mean, I love it too because I go to a lot of shows, and I like to take photos. And it's like, great, yes. I have an iPhone that has 70,000 photos in it. It's like, well, what do I do with these photos? Well, not everybody has the pleasure or the opportunity to go to shows. So, you know, you can mm-hmm. showcase those on Instagram or in your case, like on the website. So I really like the idea.
Yeah, and we liked going with the website because one of our main things was, like, you know, if you took your truck to a show and people took pictures of it, you, like, didn't see it anywhere. Or, you know, all those websites that you follow and wait for to post a show, they post like 20 pictures and your truck just doesn't make it.
Yeah.
So, like, especially in the beginning, one of our main thing was is taking pictures of anything and everything we could, as much as we could.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And I love it because, again, it kind of showcases some of the other things at the shows that you don't get to see. That's not going to, you know, typically run in a magazine or something like that.
Yeah. Like, we'll take picture, paint or primer. It doesn't matter.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and people love that. Like you said, some of the other people that we, you know, we like to highlight a lot of folks in the scene, a lot of people. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't get that limelight, or, you know, they're not going to make it in a magazine, you know, just because they're in primer or whatever. So I definitely like the thought process there. Now, Erica, mm-hmm. you're in one of the baddest clubs arguably around, which is Forbidden Fantasy. What's it like mm-hmm. being a part of such a, like, an awesome family, I'll call it?
Well, I guess, you know, I wouldn't say baddest club because, you know, there's tons of clubs and everybody's club, I guess, would fit somebody's personality or family dynamic or what they're looking for. Because to me, a club, you get out of it what you put into it. If you go to the shows and you build the bonds, you're going to have a dope club. So love I don't it. Think, you know, there's any club better than another club. But I will say I love my club. And like I know I work 100% to make sure I represent it right and I represent it in a respectful way. But yeah, I love my club. They're dope. They're always there when I need them. I mean, especially in our chapter, like, our kids are growing up together. We're very family oriented. We try to go to as many shows as we can. We get together even when we don't have to. And then obviously there's the car show that we, like, put all of our heart and soul into that we're so proud of. I love that show.
Yes. And it's grown to be a great show. We had Brian on to talk about it. It really helped to, you know, just to touch on it for a moment. It helps to really highlight some of the baddest trucks out there. And I know I use that word again, baddest, but what I mean by that is, you know, Forbidden Fantasy has been around. They're a great club, and the show, and kind of almost what you said a moment ago, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And Forbidden Fantasy mm-hmm. has proven over and over again to put in a lot to the scene. I remember when they would give away, I think, a vehicle at the show, you know, in the early years, they would have some different raffle and things like that. But I mean, to me,
yes.
it's just, it's great. It's great that you guys continue to support the scene.
Yes, we do try our best. That's the end goal.
Hells yeah. That's what's up right there. So one unique aspect that that you have is you're also married to a mini trucker, which I think is really badass. Now, you're both in the same club, which I think is cool as well. But how does that yes. dynamic work? You know, you mentioned the family piece of it. I mean, is that how you keep it going and make it work?
You know, I think that is one really good thing about it because there's no arguing like, oh, you're going to go to a car show or, oh, you have stuff to do, like spend time with me. It's not like that for us because we both love it equally. So it's like, okay, are we going? Like, yeah, this weekend's this. We're going to this show. I want to do this. And then our kids, obviously, they grew up around it, so they love it. So yeah, it's pretty much a family thing. It doesn't hinder us. I mean, we're not perfect. Every relationship is up and down and bumpy and roller coaster, but like build, just like a truck build, it's worth it.
Yes, it's like you get out what you put in. So definitely mm-hmm. agree with you there. Now, how do you balance working on each other's rides? Is it, you know, because I'm not sure if he has his own ride or whatnot, but do you kind of balance that? Like, you know, obviously there's money involved, and how's that dynamic work?
Yeah, well, his truck, actually he's had a couple, but the one that he has the longest that is finished is the Toyota. It's chopped and doored. Our problem, the funny part that we run into, is it was supposed to be completed. It already is finished, but he keeps finding rims and things he wants to change. And I'm like, hey, it's my turn. Like,
yes. I know one of our friends.
Yeah, we
here
try to switch off.
Is like that. Yeah, him and his wife are building it. I was like, man, you got to be careful because, you know, like you said, you got to kind of switch off, you know, on and off, and it's not easy. You know, whether you got two builds going on or one, you know, it's so I think it's really cool. And we talked a little bit about before we started recording with NR Caddy Queen, you know, her boyfriend is also like a mini trucker or husband, if you will. And they, you know, they have their own thing kind of going on. So it's cool that you guys can balance it. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
So a year ago or so, I met you briefly when you came out from Cali all the way to Florida for Mike Would Love the Plug for Slamfest. What was the journey like? Because from what I recall, you drove out with Holly and I think Angie Ellis, who's of course from our side over here in Florida. You guys rolled out together, right?
Yes, we did. We made the drive from California to Florida, three of us in Holly's Titan. We called it Team Titan.
Hells yeah. That was really cool to see a Cal Concept paint job on the east side, east coast. And for you talked about the passion and stuff. I mean, I don't even know, like, I'll be honest, I've never driven from Florida to Cali for a show. But it just reinforces. It's kind of like when we went to the moon in the 60s and like America put the flag in, like, boom, we're here. It's kind of like the way, and I know you don't want the recognition, but it's like a way for you to assert, like, hey, dude, it's not just the guys out here. I mean, you ladies are freaking riding out from Cali to Florida. That's sick, man.
Yeah, and I give all those props to Holly. Like, she is a beast when it comes to driving. She would drive, like, we're in the back seat, so she's driving like 13 hours. And we're just sitting there like her cheerleaders with our trap music on, like, let's get it.
Yeah, exactly.
But she was a beast.
Yeah, she definitely loves music, and it's great that, I mean, you ladies kind of support it, because I know Angie, like, flew out there and that type of thing. So, yeah, definitely Forbidden Fantasy rolls deep, and that was much appreciated to see that truck out here in Florida last year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
No, when I go through your Instagram page, and again, I gave out the information earlier, it's Erica_FMTA, and it should pop up if you're not following Erica already. I notice, you know, you love your family, country, trucks, hot rods. You live in an awesome state when it comes to the hot rod culture. Really, what are a couple of your favorite non-Forbidden Fantasy events you'd like to attend?
Honestly, let's see, stuff that's not like run by Forbidden. I guess I would say, like, okay, this one's in Texas, but I have to say it. LST is like one of the best shows I've been to.
Hells yeah. That was
which
a good
is,
one.
Yeah. Lone Star Throwdown. That is like one of my favorites. I don't know if a lot of people on the East Coast know about this one, but in Pismo Beach, they have a Pismo Classic, okay, which has been dubbed like the Father's Day show, which is complete like classic car, hot rod, like, I really, really love that show. I like going to that.
Yeah, I've heard of Pismo Beach before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do it like on the pier. So that show's awesome. And then I guess I would say like the Lowrider Super Shows. That's, you know, Forbidden. People usually don't go to those. My husband's truck has gone to them, but that's because he actually has Lowrider graphics on his truck, even though it's a mini truck. So like that's one of the shows that we love to go to.
Now, this just slipped my mind. There's a show that's like on one of my bucket lists that I want to go to. And I just forgot the name of it. It's at a place, I think it's outside of Los Angeles, but it's like a famous kind of lowrider show, but you have to be invited to be inside. And it's like this really cool older building. And
are you talking about the dub show?
It's not a dub show. I think it's like a show from like the 60s or 70s, but it's still going. And I think Ernie from No Regrets, his truck, he was invited one of the years. And I think they were inside at the show. Man, it's going to kill me now because it's a bucket list thing. But that's a show that I've always wanted to go to. I want to say it's in April because I looked one time.
Now I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out tonight. I'm going to be like, I got to figure this out. But to me, when I think of Cali and I think of, you know, even Arizona, because it's an extension kind of California, in my opinion, or vice versa, there's just so much culture there when it comes to, you know, Huntington Beach, and then you had Bakersfield, where, you know, Mini Truckin' headquarters were. And we've had a lot of guests on to talk about, you know, these different cruise nights they've used to have. So to me, that's one of the aspects that I love about California, is because, you know, you get the beach atmosphere in some areas, you got Long Beach, and you got the culture with the cars, you know, like in the Compton, right? I mean, I know it's not just in Compton, but, you know, you get the lowrider feel in certain areas and stuff. So I just love that it's just like a hodgepodge of badassery, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, those lowriders are everywhere around here.
Yeah, so to me, that's just freaking badass. I know AccuAir, it was probably over a year ago, they did, you know, they have a pretty cool video team, and they did a cool video, and it was the Wee Man, and it was him driving his badass Impala, like 63, 64 Impala. And I think he's an owner, a part owner of Chronic Tacos. And they were, you know, he's cruising around, he's hitting the switches, and he's talking about, he was promoting AccuAir, excuse me. But I thought that that was really cool, because I'm like, yeah, man, it's just, there's so many different facets of the automotive industry out there. And I think that's just rad, bro, or rad.
Yes, that's one of the reasons why I think we have so many shows over here, just because there's so many different genres, like, of custom, you know, like there's the lowrider scene, there's the dub scene, there's the mini truck scene, there's the classic scene, like there's, we have the V-dub scene, like then there's, I call them rice rockets, but like, you know, the Honda tuner scene, like there's everything.
Yes, for sure. Well, what I wanted to kind of say, Eric, is we want to value your time. You know, it's definitely been a pleasure having you on. You know, we love that you support the women of the awesome culture. And definitely appreciate the people like you that go really hard in the paint, so to speak, to keep it alive and represent. I did want to ask
Thank you,
before we kind of conclude. Yeah, you're welcome. Are you a basketball fan or a sports fan at all?
I'm a diehard Raider fan.
That's what I thought.
And then I was gonna Giants let you say baseball. That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Dar.
Raiders all day.
Okay. Yep, I saw that, and I wanted you to say that. My friend Paul is a big Raiders fan. And then my homie Dar, he lived like in Vallejo and different places out there when he was young. And then he was a teenager and came here. You know, he's all tatted up with like all his Giant stuff and things like that. But he, you know, he and I, we love the music that, you know, he got me a lot more, even more so into West Coast stuff. Like shit, when he came here, he's like, oh, you never heard of so-and-so, you know, Three Times Crazy and all these. And I'm like, no. And I start listening. I'm like, this is my shit right here. So I asked you that too, because like, I like basketball a lot, and I know you're from out there, but the Golden State Warriors, I know they're like a huge thing, and I know that, you know,
yeah, that's
some,
my husband's team.
Yeah. And there's some bandwagon fans, but like I told my son, I was telling him recently when I was growing up, it was like Tim Hardaway, and I loved watching Chris Mullins, and always respected that team. So that's another thing about Cali, is there's so many different sports teams. And then, of course, the question I really kind of wanted to get back to you and ask, though, right, is I'm a big NFL fan. I'm a Packers fan. And, yeah, I know, right? So then like, the Raiders, like, what's the feel? Like, okay, because here's the crazy dynamic. When San Diego when the Chargers moved from San Diego, people are burning the jerseys. They're ticked. They're pissed off, right?
But, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. What I've kind of seen from the Raiders fans is, like, almost a little bit of embracement of, you know, it sucks they're moving, maybe, but they're going to like a better place. I mean, I don't know. What's the dynamic there? Can you explain that? Like, is it a good thing? Are you guys okay with it?
Okay, so there's the original Raider Nation. Now, these are people who've been fans since birth, like myself. Like, I didn't have a choice. You are a Raider fan or get out of the house. So, like, you know, those fans, if, you know, if the Raiders move, they're going to not be a fan no more. Okay. You're not a real
fan.
There's
still some of those. Okay.
So, yeah. So if you're a real fan, it's called the Raider Nation for a reason. Like, there's Raider fans all over the U.S.
Yes.
So if they move to Vegas, like, yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Now I got to drive, you know, 6 hours instead of driving the 3.5 hours up. But like, hello, they were in L.A. too. Like, so they have moved before. It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. And that's like my buddy Paul, like he really became a big Raiders fan. I'd probably say like 87, 88. And, you know, he's like calling off games to me. And I mean, he really knows his history when it comes to the team. But it is true, because like even like, you know, the Dodgers, you know, they were, you know, in Brooklyn and that type of thing. And sometimes, you know, it does suck. Like, I mean, I think there's some teams that are never going to move, like, the Packers aren't going to move, or, you know, this type of thing. But what happens is, like, if you're a fan of a team, you have to almost kind of stick with it. And you know, like the Chargers fans, I get that they were upset. But it's like, look, if they can't get a new stadium built, they can't make more money, they can't have, you know, it's like this downstream effect. So, you know, I'm not telling every team they need to move or anything like that. I know it sucks. I know back in the day, the Baltimore, you know, Colts moved and, you know, there's all these, mm-hmm. these craziness, but I just wanted to kind of get your perspective on that.
Yeah. If they move and they have good reasoning for it, I guess I'm all for it. Like, obviously I would love if they stayed in Oakland because, you know, I've been rocking. I was like Oakland Raiders for a while, but
yeah.
If they move, I'm still going to be a fan. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, the Loonies, you probably know a few years ago, they had that song, I'm an Oakland Raider, I'm an Oakland Raider. And that's like the only thing they talk mm-hmm. about with the Raiders in it. But now it's like they're going to have to re-record, and they're going to be like, I'm a Las Vegas Raider.
that does sound a little funny coming out of the mouth. I will say that. Right, like, I'm not too sure about that.
It's going to take
but I'm in Vegas kind of, enough.
Yeah, there you go, right there. Well, like I said, it's been a pleasure having you on. We know that you represent hard for the females out there, and we can appreciate that. There's we definitely, on this podcast, we're down for gender diversity. It's like, listen, man, those jokes from, you know, 50 years ago saying, hey, you got to get in the kitchen, and man, it's got no place for the truck scene. And I think we're starting to see, definitely with the downfall of a lot of these men that have been in these roles all these years, and some of the horrible shit they've done and said to women, man. I mean, it's bad. It's horrible. So, I mean, we're all about women power on this podcast. So we want to just thank you, Erica, for coming on and for what you do for the scene.
Thank you.
So, yeah, any last words you want to say before we wrap it up, girl?
Make sure you guys come out to the Forbidden Show April 6th, Laughlin, Nevada, at the Avi Resort and Casino. And if you're bringing a vehicle, say hi to me at registration because that's where I sit.
That's what's up. That's a straight mic drop from Erica Duarte. So we definitely appreciate you. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name too bad. And anytime you want to come back on and promote anything that you're doing or Forbidden, we know we got your back and you got ours. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
You got it. We out you.
Molly, Mom.
See you looking my way. Like I don't know those games that you play. I've been eyeing you, that's okay. Cause if it'll be on me, like some paparazzi, hard to look away. The way I put it down to make or make you look again. I know you see me dancing, come and get it, quit playing. All eyes on me, on me, on me. 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 Yeah.
All eyes on me, like Pac say. Molly gonna hit it in the worst way. Caked up every day, happy birthday. I'm tryna hit a home run, fuck first base. On me, on me. Bad bitches fucking on me only. And they run three deep like TLC. When I walk and I make the party POP. I act like Dre. Scheme all night, stun all day. Yeah, I get it for the bay. If you ain't getting money, don't look this way.